MGTOW men, welcome back. So going to combine something that's been on my mind real heavily the last few days, and I'm hoping to combine that with some Paul. Pills and look at some of the connections I see between it and MGTOW. So the concept of Christianity, of denial of self, dying to one's flesh, not living for the material, is one that is looked at with great scorn today in our world. It's almost viewed as a demon-possessed ideal. It's thought of as secondary, crazy, ascetic. MGTOW and denial of self, there is an element of that as well. And the two became enmeshed, even more closely related, when I learned about MGTOW. I'm going to read a couple verses here, some of my favorite, from Acts 20, 22 through 24. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. So basically right here is the total reversal of anything that makes sense. To many people, MGTOW, it makes absolutely no sense. They cannot get their brain around it. Christianity, they cannot get their brain around it. Both have the world flipped up on its the other side of its head. Flipped up around. It's not on its feet anymore. Does not make sense. Making decisions in life that do not make sense. Not sticking around in one place, because oftentimes, meaning sticking around in one place, that indicates to you, to the world, that you're not ready to die yet. So would you rather be living in pleasure all the time, hoping it's going to last forever, but knowing that it won't? Or would you rather be living not in pleasure, but having no fear about the end or losing something? So I'd prefer the latter. That's why I go MGTOW. It allows you to delete all those things that you would care about. What does a MGTOW man do each day? And I think that one of the things he does is he ponders his end in some sense. He ponders death. He gets ready for it. He does not fear it. He's taming it. And if you can do that, you can do anything. If you can do that, there is nothing you cannot do. Because the blue pill mind and the action on the blue pill thought is the belief that everything is permanent, even the most impermanent things. The red pill mind ponders on the impending doom every day to maximize what he has in the current moment. But the blue pill mind doesn't understand that for the red pill mind, pondering on destruction and doom is actually uplifting. That's the reversal. If someone doesn't understand MGTOW, it's probably indicating that they don't understand MGTOW and the denial of self here. Chauvinism, misogyny, sexism, bitterness, arrogance, incelery. You don't understand. MGTOW is not about that. MGTOW isn't the addition of the flesh like the combatants of MGTOW like to think. MGTOW is the subtraction of it. All these missed calls, I might delete my whole call log. And that's MGTOW to me. It's a world defined by the flesh, the physical. They're trying to call me. The Joneses is trying to call me. Materialism is trying to call me. The pursuit of wealth is trying to call me. Conform into the system, the wrong people are trying to call me, and I just have to keep deleting the call log. I just have to keep deleting it. So when you marry today, you marry materialism as well. I always say this, you're marrying IKEA, you're marrying Crate and Barrel, you're marrying Bed Bath & Beyond, you're marrying Fannie Mae, you're marrying the bank. So that's my mission, to delete those things. And in that, MGTOW etches its way into my life. If you want to lose these things, you probably care too much about your life. If you want those things, excuse me, you probably care too much about your life. If you care too much about your life, and I'm still every day trying to care less and less about it, it's an ongoing process. Then you've got a distorted view of yourself. So why do I care about not caring about my life? Well, when you start to not care about something, that's when you actually start getting results. It's really weird. When you stop caring about it, you end up getting results. The less that you care about something often, the less that you're fixated on it. You're more focused on the doing. You're not focused on the result. That's what I'm indicating here. The less likely you're going to be afraid to take risks that will actually end up benefiting you in the end. That's why I'm always on this teeter-totter of caring, not caring, caring, not caring. So you need periods of caring and not caring. You need periods of gripping tight and letting go. Okay, whenever you're starting something new in life, going down a certain path, but if you're wanting to sign up for the blue pill parade, that means you probably value your life too much. That means you probably care too much about the wrong things. For me, this is uplifting. The less that you care, the more joy that you have. The less that you care, the more soul that you have. The more that you can care about not trying to be perfect, letting the chips fall where they may. The more set in your ways you try to be, the more same old you try to be, the more unfulfilled you get. You want to eject from that pattern, and MGTOW enables you to live a life of reckless abandon to actually enjoy it. So Paul is my favorite writer in the entire Bible. Paul did something insane. He traveled over 10,000 miles, many of which were by foot and often by seafaring vessel. Akin to the issues of today, the United States and much of the Western world is colloquially being referred as the Second Rome. We're living in the days of Second Rome, Roman Redux, an era of hedonism that Paul was living amongst and speaking out against as he traveled to communities overseas, dealt with the Dionysian rule of the day following Dionysus, the god of hedonism and pleasure. Obviously, we know Paul's comments about marriage and his statements regarding marriage and how it's unfit for a man of the day that wants to live as he did, simply and to be able to travel 10,000 miles and face death every day and persecution. The remarkable thing is he was able to do that and get his mind around what he was actually willing to do and wanting to do and willing to die every day. He did not count his life as any value, but in counting his life of no value, he was able to live a full life of value, and that's often how it works. You have to destroy that value, and you end up creating it. It's a weird dichotomy, but you have to do the opposite in this world. So the MGTOW man understands this. He understands he is a small part of a huge picture in life, and he's humble and humbled. That doesn't mean he hates himself. That doesn't mean he deplores himself. He just sees it all in a reasonable red pill light. And in doing that, he is not afraid to do these things that other people do not understand, that are afraid of doing, because he has already dealt with death. So this is part of the reason that MGTOW was resonated with me once again. And part of the reason why I never like staying in one place for too long or getting to know somebody too well. The more that you stay in one place, the more that you get to know people really well, that means the less willing that you're able to lose everything. And the less willing you are to die to a lot of these things, die to a lot of the recognition, die to the status. So the man of the world doesn't want to die. Think of the married man with kids. Think of the newlyweds. Oh, what a tragedy if he has to pass away with three kids that he has to support. They're not even in high school. Oh, what a tragedy. They were just wedded in marriage and he passed away. What a tragedy. It's only a tragedy because he's built some other things in his life that he wasn't ready to give up. So every time that you try and court that chick, win her over, get married, have sex with her, you're admitting to yourself that there's some pleasure that you want to experience still. Oh, I got 20 more years I got to live for at least for this now. So if I dated, that meant I was not ready to get rid of it. I was not ready to get rid of everything. I became more concerned with my life. The single man doesn't buy life insurance. He's just worried about day to day. And I think that's all that a man should have to be worried about. The more entrenched you become in someone, loving that, the more that you become passionate about your own life in the wrong way, the more that you covet it. I want to live free. And the more that you become part of the Bed Bath & Beyond industrial complex, the more that you're admitting to yourself that I need to be alive at least that much longer so I live through paying off that mortgage or seeing them to college. Whatever. I personally have never wanted any of that. That stuff died. I want to live through experiences and to try. My life equity is trying those things, always moving. So am I Paul? No, not in any way. I wish I could say that about myself, but I'm far from it. What am I then? Someone who is trying to put in practice all the things that I've talked about. Essentially, that's our goal. We always have something to do. Because we're always fixated on that self-improvement. And that's the thing about this message. I wrote in my notes section on my phone, where I keep all my topic ideas, I put down, I want my life resume to be confusion. So I like doing the things that don't make sense. Whether that means how I live, the career path I go on, where I live, what I do. That's because it means that you're living soulfully, like I said in my video yesterday. So I'll probably be at my fourth stop in about 6.5 years later this month, and I never really want a home base because you begin to cling to something. I don't want it. The more that people get to know you, the more that I get to know a place, the less willing I'm able to die to myself. The more that you live in the same place with your buddies, what's safe and comfortable, the more that it means that you're not dying to that. So this is my MGTOW path. Sorry, I can't stick around like Paul did, like Jackson Brown said in Running on Empty. I just can't stick around. The more that you stick around, the more that you're saying to yourself, you need to stick around. The more that you think you're valued, probably more than you actually are. So this all comes back to freedom. For some, this probably appears to be a black pill message. But the thing is, I think that for those that are ready to receive it, it comes as joy to them. It comes as uplifting. It comes to release. It comes to freedom. That's what it comes down to. And this is joy because this is once again the removal of a chain. We're getting rid of another chain today. And if you can remove a chain, you can enjoy those littlest things in life. You can be free. You can sit. And that's what the MGTOW man is doing with his life. Let it sink in. The world will eventually see that. If they don't, oh well. Delete the call log. So, thanks for listening once again. You can email me at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie as always. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.